3, 2, 1.
What will the world look like 10 or 20 years from now? The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a peek. And we can't wait to show you what's coming. Subscribe now.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, June 23rd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Zoe Thomas. There have been new artificial intelligence programs popping up all over the place, and they're all promising to make our lives easier. But deciding which AI tools to try out can be overwhelming. Thankfully, our personal tech reporting assistant, Cordelia James, tried out a bunch of them, and she put together a list of AI apps to get you started. She'll join us later in the show. But first, some headlines. In the latest on the Microsoft-Activision Blizzard deal, a federal judge began hearing arguments yesterday to consider the Federal Trade Commission's request for a preliminary injunction to block the merger. The company set a deadline to close the $75 billion deal next month. The FTC had sued to stop the deal, but the trial doesn't start until August. If the judge rules to grant the injunction, it could doom the whole deal. If the request for an injunction is denied, the FTC may abandon its challenge to the merger rather than proceed and risk further unfavorable precedents. Regulators in the European Union, China, and other markets have approved the transaction, but the UK did not. Twitter's new CEO, Linda Yaccarino, met with the chief executive at Google Cloud last week to repair the relationship between the two companies after a payment issue. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. Sources say Twitter is now paying Google for its cloud services after not consistently paying some of those bills, which amounted to more than $20 million a month recently. The companies are also in discussions about a broader partnership that could include Google's ad spending on Twitter and Google's use of Twitter's Application Programming Interface, or API. A Ford Motor joint venture with South Korean battery maker SK On is set to get a record $9.2 billion loan from the Department of Energy. The financing is for two battery plants, one in Tennessee and another in Kentucky, that are critical for the automaker's push into electric vehicles. The deal, powered by the Inflation Reduction Act, is the largest single investment in the DOE's nearly 20-year history. And Silicon Valley's latest unicorn is a mining startup known as Kobold Metals. The company explores for vital metals like copper, lithium, and cobalt by using artificial intelligence. And Kobold Metals co-founder and chief executive Kurt Howe says it raised $200 million in its latest fundraising round. The capital injection brings the company's value to more than $1 billion. Our metals and mining reporter, Julie Steinberg, says investors are looking to Kobold Metals because it marries two recently hot investment trends.
Investors have been pouring money into projects that will help transition the world to a greener economy, including battery production for electric vehicles, clean hydrogen projects, and carbon removal technologies. This company falls squarely into that. And also, because it's AI-powered, investors are super interested right now in advances in artificial intelligence. So what you'll see is this recent fundraising round included a range of investors from your traditional industry backers, such as BHP, Norwegian energy company Equinor, Mitsubishi, Standard Industries, to also tech investors, including Bond Capital, as well as Bill Gates's Breakthrough Energy Ventures.
Part of the money raised will be used to help Kobold Metals develop copper reserves it recently acquired in Zambia. Coming up, we'll tell you about some AI-powered apps you can try at home and on vacation. That's after the break.
At Three Business, we think you should be paying less and getting more. With our Boundless Business offer, the more SIMs you buy, the more you save. With up to 20 SIMs for only £10 a month each. That means unlimited calls, texts, and data for the whole team without any data caps or limits. Yay! That really is more for less. Search Three Business or visit us in store.
Unlimited in the UK. £10 when you buy 10 or more SIMs. 24-month plan. Excludes 20% VAT. Terms apply. See 3.co.uk/terms.
You've probably come across some ads for tools that utilize artificial intelligence. Tech giants and tiny startups have been experimenting with generative AI since the rise of ChatGPT and other similar programs. With so many new AI-powered tools, and many more on the way, we thought we'd give you a quick rundown on some useful apps currently out there, aside from the relatively well-known ChatGPT, Microsoft Bing, DALL-E, and so forth. WSJ Personal Tech Reporting Assistant Cordelia James actually compiled a list of easy-to-try apps and websites. You can find that on WSJ.com. And she joins me now. Cordelia, before we get into specific programs, can you tell us how you went about selecting which apps to feature on your list?
I've been keeping up with all these different AI apps, all these different tools that I've been rolling out over the past few months now. And I wanted to select those that were really widely accessible, as well as just like tools that are fun to use and that will be really enjoyable for people or just really useful to them, whether at home or in the workplace.
Okay, let's dive into some of them. You mentioned the workplace. I want to start there. What are some tools that could be helpful at work?
Yeah, so one of those tools include Grammarly Go. And so that one's really cool because it scans your email and will help summarize some kind of response that you can provide. And you can even tweak it to what kind of tone you wanted to say. So maybe, I don't know, if you're someone who usually apologizes a lot, like, oh, I'm so sorry about this, whatever, Grammarly Go can help you make that email seem a lot more assertive. So you don't even have to think twice about that. And then also Autopilot, which seemed really cool because, you know, we spend so much time in meetings. Autopilot can automatically join your meetings and take notes for you, even including screen grabs from like presentation slides and other things like that. Sometimes it depends on your employer whether or not they will allow you to use these tools. So you might need to check in with them first.
Let's say you don't have a traditional office job. What if you're, say, a creator? What could be helpful there?
If you're a creator, there are two apps that could be useful to you. The Prime Voice AI by 11 Labs and Google Music LM, those are two audio-oriented AI tools. And for those, you know, really good for creators who would rather clone their own voice nor to say like a script for their videos. And then Google Music LM, if you just want to have some entry music for like a podcast or something, you can just type in a description, like a romantic strings playing by a lake. And so then Music LM will come up with something that should sound like that.
And what if your work is school? Say you're a student or like I consider myself a lifelong learner. What apps could you use for learning something?
Duolingo's role play feature as part of their Duo Max subscription. I've been using that for a while and I love it. I think it's one of my favorites. So essentially there's a portion for Spanish and French learners where you're talking to a bot in the language that you're trying to learn. I know I was doing one in French, and I didn't know what to say. I wrote it in French the best way I could, saying, like, I don't know how to respond. And they responded giving me suggestions as to, like, oh, well, you could probably say this in French. You could say this. And so, like, it being able to keep up with you very well, even when you don't necessarily have the answers, was just super impressive. And then another one that I included that was education-related was Khan Academy's Khanmigo. So that tool is especially helpful if you need some homework help or just want some more personalized learning lessons related to just a wide array of subjects. And Khanmigo won't give you the answer for it, but they'll give you hints.
Okay, let's move away from the more serious stuff and get into the fun stuff. Did you come across any apps for hobbies or just for entertainment?
Summer kicked off this week, and so people are booking for their summer travels, vacations, and so Expedia has like this in-app AI chat that can help you better organize some of your travel plans. If you're having a conversation with this chatbot, you could say, hey, like, where are some places I should stay in XYZ city? And it'll give you a list in that conversation, and then it'll go ahead and organize it in like a trip planning section of the app. That way, if you want to go and learn a little bit more about it, maybe even book it, you can do that directly in the app, which is really helpful. And then also, so this is one that I also use a lot, My AI from Snapchat. It's just really easy to just have this customizable thing in your pocket and then just ask them all kinds of questions, whether it's recommendations as to where you should go out for like a birthday dinner near you. Or I asked it once about like, how should I store some biscuits that I made because I didn't want them to go hard. And so those kinds of tools are just like super fun, super easy to use too.
So what's on the horizon now? Is there anything we should be on the lookout for?
When I made this list, accessibility was really important in terms of how many people can use some of these tools. And so there are a few products that are currently in the works. that I'm keeping my eye on, such as Duet AI from Google or Microsoft Copilot. Those are different tools that would use generative AI across your workspaces. So in that case, like, it can integrate into your presentations and your documents and different things like that to help streamline work processes, as well as more of these text animation tools. Those are also just really fun to play with. And whether you're just a creator or just someone who's just curious, all kinds of really exciting stuff to look forward to.
All right, that was our personal tech reporting assistant, Cordelia James. And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. We had production assistance from Anthony Bansi. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. And I'm Julie Chang, filling in for our host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.